Nation. What's up?
Hey.
What's up?
Show today. Guys, what are we dishing about?
Well, Naomi Campbell is bringing the heat, literally, we'll explain.
And Jane Fonda reminisces about her first smooth. We'll reveal all those juicy deets.
Also, find out what celebrities are ready to play the game of love on TV. Hey, Porsche, is that you?
Maybe.
And Sherry is out today, probably still celebrating her birthday a little bit. But as you can see, the rest of the crew is here. And Chewy, you're up first. What you got?
All right, you guys. DaBaby has caused a stir once again. So people are coming for the rapper after he posted a video from his private jet on social media criticizing his flight attendant's hair. Why? I don't know why. Check it out.
Don't go nip this in the bud. We gonna pay all that for that flight. You gonna comb your head. Straight up, they nah, don't. We gonna pay all that. You gonna comb your head. The least you could do.
Now, many fans came to the flight attendant's defense, calling the rapper lame and a rich bum for posting this video. What do y'all think?
She was flying on a private jet. He paid a lot of money to fly on that private jet, and he expect for his flight attendant to look decent. So she should have had her hair done or put a wig on.
So, Gary, you think she should look the part? You think they should look the part?
Yes.
As a woman, I know when my hair look a damn mess, okay? So if I'm get on the plane with DaBaby and he make fun of me, I'm probably going to expect that. Now, should you make fun of people in the service industry? I don't think so. Because it's kind of whack because you're the rich person. They're serving you. Right. No matter what they look like, keep it to yourself. But you know when your hair ain't combed. It just is what it is.
It looked like she was standing by the engine when they turned it on and it just maybe just blew her hair like kind of all out of sorts.
Yeah. Or maybe she was doing a little Mile High Club. She was doing a little Mile High Club and didn't straighten it out before she...
That's what it looked like.
She smashed somebody in the entourage.
Yeah, she did. That's definitely some after-sex hair. That's some after-sex hair right there.
There you go.
All right, well, if you've ever wondered how Naomi Campbell stays so hot, it's because she is hot. Literally, she's hot. Now, this is a good tip because I never thought about it until she said it, but she's absolutely right. She does not sleep with the air conditioner on because she said the air conditioner actually ages your skin.
Oh,
it dries it out and ages your skin.
That's true. Wow. Yeah, that's so true.
During her tour of her open-air luxury villa in Kenya, she told Architectural Digest, "We have air conditioning. I don't personally sleep in air conditioning. I don't like it. It gives me wrinkles, I believe." She might be onto something because Naomi Campbell looks exactly like Naomi Campbell did 25 years
ago.
You know, I would think the opposite because air conditioning is like, you know, when you put ice on something, it preserves it. So I thought maybe air conditioning might preserve the face.
Right.
I could be totally wrong. But we're talking, you know, Africa heat here. I mean, not that air conditioning. Brat, you are the beauty on the show. Do you have any beauty tips?
Oh, really?
For us?
Yes, she is.
You heard Gary be mad.
She is Gary.
Gary is the beauty, too.
Thank you for the compliment. I think Gary and Portia are the beauties on the show, but okay, we can move past that. But if it's hot, I don't want to be stinky or sweaty in any country.
Yes.
I want to have AC. I mean, so if I need to like limit my amount of usage on AC, then I will. I need to know how much I can use before it causes wrinkles. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, is there a way that I can air condition the neck down and then keep the face hot? Because I can't sleep hot.
Yeah.
May want to take this with a grain of salt, though, Portia, because like some people have oily or dry skin. So depending on your skin type, this might not work.
Yeah,
like you might turn the heat on at night, and you might wake up broiled or rotisserie the next day. Meat falling off the bone.
All right, y'all. The thought of Jane Fonda's first kiss still gives her all the feels inside.
Oh,
yeah, well,
wow.
On Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Jane revealed that James Franciscus, the actor who played Mr. Novak back in the day, he made her swoon after puckering up. Listen to this.
My first kiss. I was in Summerstock in Hyannisport, Maine, and I had a crush on the stage manager whose name was James Franciscus. The audience is too young to know who that was. He became the star of Mr. Novak on TV. He was so handsome, and he walked me out to the end of a pier, and he kissed me.
Wow.
The stars began to whirl, and the pier began to shake, and my knees gave way, and I slid down to a pile at his feet.
Wow.
I've never had a kiss like that.
Damn, all these years later, she's still thinking about it.
She don't forget. She got a good-ass memory.
I don't even remember my first kiss. I have no clue. Couldn't tell you who it was. Couldn't tell you where I was. Couldn't tell you how old I was.
Really?
I vaguely remember some details of my first kiss, but if you really want to know all the details, you're going to have to ask my Uncle Jim.
Kramer. Okay. I'm so sorry, Frank.
The big bus teacher you had.
I tried to block it out.
You know what? My first kiss, Heidi.
Wow, Frank.
Heidi, my first kiss was with a little girl who looks just like you. It was a little blonde hair girl at the daycare. I remember.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow, you remember that?
Shut up, Chewy.
With the Oscars, honey, happening on Sunday, y'all, and it being the 30th year anniversary of Miss Whoopi Goldberg receiving her Academy Award for Miss Oda Mae, honey, Brown. That's Oda Mae Brown in Ghost. It was only right, y'all, that Variety Magazine, honey, let the EGOT winner slay on the cover. So doesn't she just look fabulous, y'all? I mean, she looks amazing.
She's killing it.
She looks like Whoopi. Picture, yo.
Queen.
She looks flawless, yo. She looks like a queen, man.
Now, Gary, I was really excited to read the article because she mentioned she currently is writing a script about an all black woman who's a superhero. That's right.
Really?
Yes, here's what she said. Since I was a little kid, I've been obsessed with superheroes. They're all saving the earth all the time. But do you know who's really going to save the earth? Old black women. Gary, here's the wrong
Hello.
With you.
Yes. Call me Gartha, baby. I'm yes. Gartha, and I'm going to be saving the world.
All right, y'all. Moving on, the game celebrities play. Laura Tay Diggs, former Bachelorette Hannah Brown, and Iggy Azalea are headed to the all-new Celebrity Dating Game Show in their pursuit to find love. Now, the one-hour game show will be hosted by Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton, but there's a twist to the game, y'all. The celebrity identities will remain a mystery to their suitors, who are given clues via hilarious parody song performances by Michael Bolton. And word on the streets is that there will be a lot of celebrities rolling through the game to find love.
Oh, wow.
Now, it sort of sounds like to me, Brat, how you described it. It's sort of like the Masked Singer.
Yep.
So you know they're celebrities, you just don't know who's in there. And Michael Bolton is giving you clues.
Right.
Portia, are you officially single? Would this be something that maybe you might want to do?
Nice.
No, because at this point in my life, I need you to like me for me. You need to know who I is, okay?
Wait now. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Really?
The way this is set up, they just fighting for a celebrity. They don't even know who it is. Like, I don't know you love me.
We got to get Portia on The Bachelorette. That's what we need to do.
That would be the highest rated season ever.
Baby.
Hell yeah.
No, that'd honey, there would be too many choices for Portia, honey. Yes. She would clown and act a fool on that thing, honey.
Well, our good friend Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked, honey, is cooking up something juicy on Fox. So what's going on the show tonight, Jason?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is all new tonight on Fox. So we have Angela Simmons on the show talking about juggling all her businesses and those former relationships. So make sure that you don't miss it tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxhole.tv.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, check this out, y'all. A South Florida couple invited friends and family to their wedding and brunch the next day at their dream home and estate.
Okay.
I say that with quotations. There's just one problem, y'all. It wasn't their house, and they didn't have permission to hold a wedding there. How does this even happen?
What?
I have no idea. The couple thought the mansion was vacant since it was up for sale, but they showed up to set up for the party, and the owner was still living there and called the cops on them. Yikes, y'all. How does that even happen? Y'all? Well, they saw a for sale sign and they were like, listen, we're going to have our wedding and a party here. Let's go. Let's crash it. Let's do it. Let's set up. Like, how do you do that?
That is kind of brilliant, though. That is, if you know for sure that person's not living there and you just want to use the grounds of a house that's for sale for your wedding, It's sort of brilliant.
I don't know if I would have called the cops. I mean, they're setting up tables. It's being catered. There's a bar being set up. I see the, you know, the arch being set up. I'm like, I think I'm just going to go to the wedding. and if they try to kick me out, he's like saying, hey, this is my house.
Bride or groom. No. Like, a house.
Heidi and Frank.
I should be the best man.
Heidi and Frank. Both of you would be escorted off the property, but for my ass, they would have brought the electric chair and put it on the front lawn, and I would have been done for.
There is a brown man on the lawn, on the lawn.
That's Florida brown justice for you. My ass would have been fried, okay?
All right. Well, I guess congrats are in order for our buddy.
Who's our buddy?
Chewy Martinez.
Hey. What's going on with Chewy?
Oh, my God. Chewy is just blowing up. If he was a Bitcoin, buy into him.
Oh. Stop.
Yeah, he's the executive producer
of
a film called For Rosa. Mm-hmm. And it was just picked up by HBO.
Yes.
Chewy, for real?
The short film premieres on HBO Latino and is going to be on HBO Max in May. So, yes. Chewy, tell us about this movie.
Wow. For Rosa is about the Madrigal 10, a group of women in the 1970s who were sterilized without their knowledge by the USC medical facility. And we are telling their stories. And I remember my grandmother and my mother telling me about this when I was growing up. And when I was presented with this project, I absolutely had to do it, you know. And it's crazy because here we are 40 years later after these crimes took place, and women are still fighting for reproductive justice. It's a story that needs to be told. No, when I have the resources and I have the powers to amplify the stories of women of color and the struggles of women from back in the day and today, and I'm going to do it. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity. And just thank you to HBO and thank you to my entire Ferosa family. Mm. So this story means a lot to me, that's and nice. I'm really excited.
And you didn't think about casting me as the evil white doctor? Come on, man.
I actually thought about it, bro. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're proud of you. And we're going to talk about J-Lo and A-Rod. They're obviously over and broken up. But apparently there's still a lot of love between the families. We're going to have more Dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, welcome back, y'all. Now, by now, you should probably know who the City Girls are, and if you don't, we'll be your Google, okay? There's JT and there's Young Miami. Well, Young Miami's government name has recently became just as famous as a stage name for all the wrong reasons, and it's Carisha. And nice. I mean, Young Miami is not here for it. Here's what she tweeted. I've been feeling violated every time a bitch see me in public. They keep yelling, Carisha! Stop doing that. I don't like that. Then she went on Instagram Live to further explain. Check it out.
I'd rather you be like, hey, Miami, Miami, or some shit like that. But for you to just bluntly be like, Carisha, and I look as if you were my mom, my daddy, my cousin, my close friend, and you're not, it's like, bitch, you're delusional. But in the back of my head, I got to realize that everybody know my name, but it's just a time and a place for everything when I'm not in the mood.
Okay, don't call her by her government name or else. Okay. Or else.
Now, Brad, you've been in the game for a minute. Do you feel where she's coming from, Brad? How would you feel if people started calling you by your government joint in public?
I mean, it is what it is. That's the name I was born with. And some people know me by Shantae. Some people I grew up with may want to say, what's up, Shantae, to let me know that they grew up with me or something.
I don't
feel offended by it. Like, that's my name. So if some people call me that, I can't really be mad. I mean, if you look up my name and see what the brat's real name is, it's Shantae. So, you know, I feel like if you know me from the past, you may call me Shantae. But if you don't, then I may be like, I don't know you. Why are you calling me Shantae? But they may be like, I know your grandmama, sister, auntie who said your name. And, you know, you kind of just got to deal with it. That's your name, babe.
Yeah,
exactly. I think so. I mean, like Brad was saying, I mean, that's the name she was born with. And these people know it's easy to find out your name. So they just want to feel it's like a term of affection. That they calling you by your government name or what have you. I mean, because my name is not Gary with the T. But, I mean, when people call me that, I answer because I know my name. So.
Hey, Gary with the T.
Hey, girl.
How you doing? All right, y'all, moving on. The love between J-Lo and A-Rod might have fizzled out, but there is still love for for the kiddos. A-Rod's daughter Ella recently celebrated her 13th birthday, and of course, A-Rod made a beautiful video for his daughter, and it included pictures of J-Lo and her together. And J-Lo also shared a picture of them on her story with heart saying happy birthday.
Oh.
Well, this is how you're supposed to do it. This is how you're supposed to do it. Just because the adults decided to break up doesn't mean you gotta, like, you know, cut ties with the kid immediately because, you know, those kids were living together, you know, so that's difficult.
Right.
And they're to the age where they're looking on social media, too.
Right. Now, Chewy, is it weird that A-Rod included pics of J-Lo and Ella in the birthday video, or is this regular for you?
This regular, man, because their families are really, really close. They had a mixed family for a little while, and the children are real close, and, you know, there's still love there. They're adults. But, yo, if somebody like J-Lo dumped me or we broke up, trust that I'm going to drag it out, and I'm going to post all the pictures of J-Lo, all in my stories. I'm going to drag that out for a couple years, all right? You're not getting rid of me that fast and that easily, all right, J-Lo?
Chewy, if anything, I would add J-Lo to pictures she wasn't even in, just to kind of make it seem like the relationship lasted longer.
We still are
shopping
we
her
still
and everything, HK.
Right,
that's
and make
funny,
people
bro.
Wonder. Yeah.
All right, y'all, up next, can you believe that someone got paid for a job that they never showed up to? Yeah, we'll explain that a little bit later.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation.
Well, all right, looks like somebody has a lot of explaining to do, about 15 years worth.
Wow.
Reportedly, an Italian hospital safety officer has been accused of taking a salary for 15 years without putting in a single day at the office.
Whoa.
Low-key, I feel like he's the employee of the year.
Okay.
I salute this man's hustle. People are calling him the king of absenteeism because from 2005 to 2020, he was able to bring home a whopping $640,000 and counting, all right?
Are you serious?
That is in U.S. dollars without ever even working. And get this, he's only been seen at the hospital once on the day he went to go sign his work contract back in 2005.
Wow, that's a long time.
He needs to keep all that money because that's y'all fault. Y'all didn't check the system. Y'all didn't check it, and he got money. And the person who was doing accounting should be fired, okay?
Portia, you're right. See, the real slacker is the person who wasn't, like, crossing the T's and dotting I's in accounting because you're supposed to know where your money's going. Yep. But they're charging this guy with aggravated extortion, fraud, and abuse of office.
You know, I've heard of people signing people in, like, because I know they used to do that. People work for me. They'll have the person who's there clock them in before they even get there. I've heard it at that level. I have never heard anybody making a deal like, so I'm not going to be at work for about 15 years, and, go ahead and still clock me in. Like, I ain't never heard of this.
Oh. Yo, Portia, you ain't heard this from me, but I heard their homie Ricky Smiley still getting checks for being on Dish Nation. And he ain't been here months.
Okay, so which one of us is still clocking Ricky in? Go ahead and confess right now. Who's clocking Ricky in?
That would be me, guys.
One
on
the show. Of y'all.
That would be me. That would be me.
Me too. Can you cut me some of that check, Ricky?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.